The active mundane quality of Raja brings forth generates all mundane entities. The quality of Sattva, mundane manifestation in conjunction with Rajas, stands for the maintenance of the existence of entities that are so produced. So creation in the material nature is done with Rajaguna, the maintenance with the Sattvaguna, and Tama represents the principle of destruction. Tamaguna is the principle of destruction. So Maya, that is Maya. So the Sattva again are two types. One is Mishra Sattva and other is Shuddha Sattva or Vishuddha Sattva. So maintenance in this material nature is being done by the mode of Sattva Guna. But the spiritual reality is beyond this material nature, which is beyond material nature. That Sattva is Vishuddha Sattva. Unalloyed. There is no alloy, no mixture in that. In the material nature, Sattvaguna is mixed. It's mixed with mode of passion. There is no pure goodness in the material nature. But the pure goodness is beyond the material nature in the transcendental reality. Then we go to the next one. Ananda chinmaya rasatma taya manosu jap praninang pratifalan smaratam upetya lilaitena bhuvanani jayatta jashrang govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. So ananda, I'll just go for word here. Ananda is blissful. Ananda chinmaya rasa. What is a chinmaya rasa? There are two types of rasa. One is a mundane rasa and the other is chinmaya rasa. Mundane rasa is the rasgulla rasa. That is, or the substance through which we enjoy material pleasure. That is mundane rasa. So apparently the rasas are sweet substance or different substance with different tastes. There are how many different types of rasas or tastes? There are six types of tastes. Those six types of tastes are bitter, astringent, salty, tikta, kashay, amla, madhur, and pungent, sour, and sweet. So these are the mundane rasas. Our taste buds appreciate these six kinds of rasas from the foodstuff. But our mind experiences another kind of rasa. Those rasas are emotions through relationships. There are relationships, they are also based on rasa. Those relationships are santa, neutrality, dasya, servitorship, sakya, friendship, vatsalya, parental, and madhur or conjugal. Five types of mellows. And then there are seven types of secondary mellows. Hasya, Adbhut, Bir, Raudra, Bhayanak, Bibhatsra, Korun. Laughter, that means that gives us pleasure. Hasya. Makes us laugh. Funny. Adbhut, surprise. Etc. So these are the rasas. But these are all mundane rasas. There is Madhura rasa, the love story between boys and girls is in Madhura rasa. Madhur ras. But these are all mundane rasas. But chinmaya rasa, there is a rasa that is in relationship with Krishna, And that is ananda, the bliss, that is the source of bliss. Ananda is experienced with this loving exchange with Krishna. In the material nature, people derive joy out of some loving exchange with other people, but they are temporary, they are transient, they'll come and they'll go. But spiritual rasa, chinmaya rasa, is enjoyed with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atmataya, due to being the entity, manasu, in the minds, ja, he who, praninam, of living entities, pratifalan, being reflected, smaratam upetya, recollecting, lila itena, by pastimes, bhuvanani, the mundane world, jayati, triumphantly dominates, ajashram, ever, govindam, adipurusham, tamaham bhajami. So I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his own pastimes being reflected in the mind of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever blissful cognitive rasa. So ever blissful, ananda, chinmaya, rasatmataya manosu. So ja praninan pratifalan smaratam upetya lila itena bhuvanani jayat ajashram. Jayati triumphantly dominates ajashram bhuvanani, unlimited universes. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by manifesting his pastimes and allowing the living entities to meditate upon them, or remembering them, or here it has been pointed out that his pastimes are reflected in the mind. We are not memorizing, we are not remembering his pastimes. His pastimes are being reflected in our mind. What a beautiful expression. We with our own effort cannot remember the pastimes of the Lord. But by the mercy of the Lord, his pastimes are reflected in our minds. So that also reminds me, Lord's pastimes are of various kinds. One pastime of the Lord is being performed in Vrindavan. Then when he comes down to the material nature, then another, his pastimes are performed in the material nature. That is another pastimes. Same pastime, but another dimension of his pastimes. And another dimension of his pastimes is in the heart of the pure devotees. What goes on in the heart of a pure devotee is also the pastimes of the Lord. So that's why the expression has been used here, smaratam upetya. Smaratam, pratifalan, smaratam upetya. Pratifalan, reflected in the minds, manasu, ja praninam pratifalan, praninam, in the hearts of the living entities, there. Reflected. And by reflecting his pastimes in the hearts of the devotees throughout the universe, he predominates over the entire material creation. Bhuvanani jayat ajashram. Jayati ajashram. Bhuvanani. Okay, now we go to verse 43. Goloko namni nijadhamni talecha tasya devi mahesha haridhama suteshu teshu tete prabhava nichaya bihitascha jena govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So now we are getting the geography of the material as well as the spiritual nature, or the entire material nature has been summed up in one category. What is that? Material nature is Maya's kingdom, the Devi Dham. Devi, the Mahamaya, or Devi's Dham. So there are different dhams. This is Devi's dham. We are in the dham, we are in the place of Maya Devi, Mahamaya Devi, Mother Nature. In simple words, we address her as Mother Nature. This is one dimension. And beyond that, Devi Dham, beyond that, beyond Devi Dham is Mahesh Dham, the abode of Lord Shiva. And beyond Mahesh Dham is Hari Dham, the abode of Hari, Vaikuntha. And then beyond Hari Dham is Golok. Goloko namne nija dhamne. And that Golok is his personal residence. The Supreme Personality of Godhead's personal abode is Golok. Then below Golok is Haridham, the places where his different incarnations have their residence, his expansions and expansions of expansions. That is Vaikuntha. That is Haridham. Even Dwarka is a part of Vaikuntha or Haridham. Krishna expands himself. Who is Krishna's first expansion? Vasudev. That is his abode, the Dwarka. Krishna expands as Ramchandra. What is that abode? Ayodhya. Krishna expands himself as Narayan in Vaikuntha. So these are all Haridhams. Haridhama suteshu teshu. Goloko namni nijadhamni talecha tasya. Talecha tasya means beyond that, below that. Talecha tasya. Devi Mahesha Haridham Suteshu Teshu. Gradually. Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, Haridham. Tete prabhava nichaya bihitascha jena. All is located. I adore the Primeval Lord Govinda who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of those graded realms. So this Devi is the ruler of Devi Dham. Mahesh, Lord Shiva, is the ruler of Mahesh Dham. Hari is the ruler of Hari Dham. Now how did they become the rulers of these dhams? By Krishna's divine arrangement. Krishna has allotted those respective places to them. So we go to next one. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chayeva jasya bhivanani vibharti durga ichchanu rupam api jasya cha cheshta tesa Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. The external potency Maya, who is of the nature of the shadow of the chit potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the Primeval Lord Govinda in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. So here we are seeing Durga's position, relationship. We discussed about Maya and Krishna. Now this is being more clearly defined. Maya's form as Durga, Bhubanani Bibharti Durga. One, Bhubanani means different planetary systems, mundane world. Bibharti, maintained. Durga, who maintains the material nature and who is the cause of creation, srishti, sthiti, pralaya, destruction. Creation, maintenance and destruction of this mundane world is the chaya, the reflection, the shadow of the chit potency, Yogamaya. छायैव जस्य भुवनानि विभर्ति दुर्गा, इच्छानुरूपम अपि जस्य च चेष्टतेषा. ऑल हर कंडक्ट्स, ऑल हर एबिलिटीज आर सिंपली अवॉर्डेड by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is by in accordance to His arrangement that Durga is creating, preserving and destroying of this mundane world. In accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. Whose will is that? Govindam Adi Purusham. And what should we do? Tamahang bhajami. I worship him. So are you going to worship him? Who are you worshiping now? That is also a good point. First we worship ourselves. In the material nature, we worship ourselves. That means we want to give pleasure to ourselves, our senses, and we try to do everything for ourselves. That is the mundane reality, the reality of the material nature. Then we begin to recognize the help from others, and then we begin to worship them. Like, although you want to worship yourself, but when somebody gives you a job, then you worship him. Oh, boss, please tell me, how can I serve your lotus feet? That becomes the attitude. But although that attitude is there, but the center of that is actually our own sense gratification. Then we become more grateful, and then we begin to see that there are others who are benefiting us. Then we start to worshiping them. Then in this way, through our sense of gratitude, by recognizing where we are getting the benefit from, we begin to express our respect and worship towards them. And then we come across, if we are fortunate enough, and if we come across somebody who imparts the spiritual knowledge to us, then we start to worship him. And then his teachings, his guidance leads us to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then we begin to realize who we should actually worship. So who is the ultimate object of worship? The ultimate object of worship is Krishna. So see, this is a journey. Journey of self-centered life to Krishna conscious life. Materialistic way of life is self-centered life. And then gradually we become selfless. But ultimately we become selfish with a capital self. So who is that capital self? Krishna. So selfish to selfless. Then selfish again. That selfish is the diametrically opposed to the selfish life that we lead in this material nature. By recognizing who is the actual self, who is the self of ourself. Now we want to worship ourselves, we want to give pleasure to ourselves. Then can you imagine what will happen? We give pleasure to the self of ourselves. And that is what Krishna consciousness is teaching us. And that is the source of real joy. There is no loss. We are not going to lose anything. We are not going to sacrifice our personal benefits. Rather, we will get the absolute personal benefit. We are not going to become selfless. We are not going to become selfless as such. But we will become absolutely selfish with the absolute self. Knowing the absolute self. That is what Krishna consciousness is. Therefore, there is a saying that in Krishna consciousness, there is no loss but all gain. Nothing to lose but all to gain. We don't have to lose anything. So for example, whatever you have, you keep it and offer it to the self of yourself. So that is what Krishna consciousness is. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. What do you do about yesterday's question? Okay, let me see. How many? Let me see. Why is Maya considered to be Chaya and not Pratibimba of Yogamaya? Well, this is just a terminology. It's not a Chaya means, Chaya means shadow. And Pratibimba means reflection. So there is very little difference between Chaya and Pratibimba. The only difference is between, consideration of Chaya is it's caused by the shadow, is caused by light, but it is absence of light. Right? So if Krishna is light, then absence of Krishna is the Chaya, shadow. Therefore, Maya has been considered here as Chaya, Chaya Vajasya. What is the difference between gratitude and love? Yeah. Gratitude is out of appreciation. So gratitude is not totally unconditional. You did something for me, therefore I am grateful to you. But love is unconditional. It is just, there is no rhyme or reason why we love. That's how a devotee feels about Krishna. Krishna, I don't know why I love you, but I can't help but loving you. That is the mood of a devotee. And sometimes the devotees feel also that maybe I made a mistake falling in love with you. Because by falling in love with you, what did I get? See, we are just suffering. We are just plunged in an ocean of separation. That's how the gopis feel when they feel the separation from Krishna. Because that becomes so painful to them. Okay, let me see if I can quickly go through the questions yesterday. Yesterday's question. Is there any particular reason why Lord Brahma addresses Krishna as Govinda and not any other name? Well, I have to ask Brahma. Yes, Prabhupada said that Krishna is the ultimate identification of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Krishna is all attractive. Govinda means the one who gives pleasure to the senses and one who protects the, maintains the cows. So for these two reasons, Govinda, Krishna has been identified as Govinda here. Like if you want real pleasure to your senses, then accept him. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is a cowherd boy. Therefore he is Govinda. What is Vedanta Sutra? What is Vedanta Sutra? Vedanta Sutra is what Brahma presented at the end of his work, dividing the Vedas, analyzing the Vedas, presenting through Upanishads and Purans. Ultimately, he gave the aphorisms, the symbolic conclusions of the Vedas. The Vedas had been presented in sutras. Sutras means in synopsis, in symbolic presentation, in aphorisms. So they are not descriptive presentation, but they are just symbolic presentation. So that is Vedanta Sutra. As much as we don't want to kill, what to do about rodent infestation to stay clean? Bhaktin Carol from Dallas. Ask your temple, Bhaktin Carol, if you are still there, ask your temple president what to do. She's saying what to do with rodent, means rat infested houses. What do we do about the rats? We shouldn't kill. Okay, again, Krishnarchan. We started off with Krishnarchan and ending with Krishnarchan's questions yesterday. The description of Srimad Bhagavatam regarding Brahma's vision of the Lord apparently contradicts the descriptions of Brahma Samhita. How do we resolve it? Yeah. You see, generally, in the scriptures, the Golok has been kept as a kind of a secret. The process is actually Vaidhi Bhakti. Going through scriptures also is apparently leading to Vaidhi Bhakti. So that is leading to Vaikuntha. But when you come to Srimad Bhagavatam, then you can see what Brahma is seeing. Right? He is seeing Krishna. So Bhagavatam is again describing Brahma's perception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like in the Bhagavatam, that hasn't been revealed. Golok hasn't been revealed only until the 10th canto. So until then, it was kept as a secret. Golok has been kept as a secret. The Vaikuntha aspect has been revealed. What is the difference between Mohini Murti and Srimati Radharani? Yes, Mohini Murti is when Krishna himself becomes a female. He dresses up as a female. That's Krishna. That's Mohini Murti. And Srimati Radharani is personification of Krishna's pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti. So as a Shaktiman, he is... What is the difference between Krishna and Mahavishnu, Jogomaya and Maya Devi? Whose question is this? Rantamala Devidas. Who is Rantamala? Whose question is this? Or is it from the... Is the person here? I don't remember the name Rantamala Devi. Is there any Ratnamala here? Oh, acha. Haath kitne haath kyun nahi uthaya? Aur naam kaun likha? Tum likha aur kisi ne likha tha? Tum likha. To Rantamala kab se naam hua tumka? Anyway, what is the difference between Krishna and Mahavishnu? Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when Krishna gets involved in material creation, then he expands himself as Mahavishnu. Then Jogamaya and Maya Devi, the Maya, Krishna's potency in the spiritual sky is Jogamaya, internal potency. And Krishna's potency in the material nature is Mahamaya. Samjhao? Theek hai? Okay. Devaki and Vasudeva performed severe austerities to have Krishna as their son. Also, the demigods came to pray to Krishna in the womb of Devaki. But something like that happened during, did something like that happen during the birth of Lord Chaitanya? During the birth of Lord Chaitanya, I'm sure they must have come, the demigods, those who recognized him. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity is chanya, covered. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity is not revealed. So even the demigods didn't know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So it was unknown to them. But some demigods knew. Like after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, Lord Shiva came. And just to have darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, then yes, different demigods and celestial beings came to have his darshan. Sita is glorified for following Rama to the forest. Is there any explanation why Urmila didn't follow Lakshman? Well, if Urmila was allowed, then the whole of Ayodhya would have followed them to the forest. Ram and so Sita was, you see, Ram was in exile. Therefore, Ramchandra, Sita, because she is his wife, and because they were wife's business is to follow the husband to the forest, that's why Sita was allowed to go. Lakshman was inseparable from Ram, therefore he was allowed to go. But Urmila, I'm sure she wanted to go, the whole of Ayodhya wanted to go. But they were not allowed to go. So that is what we have to understand. That Lakshman was allowed to come because Lakshman was inseparable from Ram. He could not be separated from Ram. But Urmila, even though she wanted to come, but she was not allowed to come. One thing I'll suggest, that if the questions are about Ramayana, then don't ask the questions in this class. This is mainly in relation to Brahma Samhita and Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Shiva Tattva? What is Shakti Tattva? Rangapuri Das. Rangapuri? Okay. Shiva Tattva is between Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. It's another Tattva. Shiva is not completely Vishnu and Shiva is not Jiva. So Vishnu himself, Narayan himself, has become Shiva. That is the Shiva Tattva. He is another Tattva. Something between spiritual and material. Not material, and not fully spiritual. That is Shiva Tattva. Between Jiva Tattva and Vishnu Tattva. Through whom the Jivas are coming to the material nature. And Shakti Tattva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has different energies. There are two types of expansion. He expands himself as himself in avatars, and his energy also emanates from him, which are predominantly classified in three categories. That Ladini, Sandini, Sambit and Ladini. Parashya Shaktir Bibidhaiva Shruyate. Swabhaviki Viki Kriya Vala Evacha. Swabhavik, spontaneous expression of Krishna's Kriya and Bal. Krishna's activities and potency. That is the Shakti Tattva. Kindly differentiate between Rishi and Muni. There is no difference. Rishis and Munis are the same. Just two expressions. They're from different angles because they are very expert in their mental ability. Therefore, they are Muni. Manan, they are able to meditate. They are able to fix their mind in one point and penetrate. They have tremendous mental ability. Therefore, these rishis are known also as munis. Brahma is the creator, Vishnu is maintainer, and Shiva is the destroyer of the material nature. Then why is Durga being called as? So, ultimate Srishti, Sthiti and Pralaya is being caused by Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. But the apparent Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya is caused by Maya. There are two considerations. Apparent, immediately what do we see? Do we see Vishnu creating, maintaining? No, Maya is maintaining. She is generating the food. Annapurna. So she is the apparent cause and Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva are the original cause. Like sometimes, in a branch of a bank or an office, the branch manager is called the head. But is he the head of the company? No. Above him there is the other head. So that is the thing. Immediate head and ultimate head. Immediate cause and ultimate cause. Okay, this question, because this question is from Ushopanishad, I'll not answer this. Why is Purnam Adha Purnam Idam? Then why material nature is Purna, not Purna? It is Purna. From the absolute perspective, it is also Purna. And please, you know what this means. When the questions are coming from other topics, this means that you are not listening to the class. If you are listening to the class, then the questions will pertain to the class. From tomorrow, I am not going to entertain any question unless it is pertaining to the topic. Hare Krishna, all glories.